Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Hey, The Burt Show.
We have played it before, and it is time to play it again because of what I had to yell at my son. So you're going to call us up, and you're going to tell us what you had to yell. And then we're going to guess, did you yell that to your child? Did you yell that to your spouse, to your husband? Or did you have to yell that to the pet, to the dog, and we will guess.
So, for instance, you might call up, and what you had to say was, don't poop in the living room.
Yep.
Could be your young child. Mm-hmm. Could be your dog. Mm-hmm. I hope it's not your husband.
You never know.
Could be.
But we're going to try to guess. So, 1-855-BIRCHA.
1-855-237-8746. So, I want to tell you the interaction I had with my four-year-old the other day. warning, I'm going to be using proper terminology for anatomy. All right?
Okay.
So, now you've gotten the heads up, the parent warning, the kid warning, whatever. But I feel like a lot of parents are going to feel my pain.
Is this a penis trigger?
Oh, it's a penis trigger. Trigger warning.
Got it. If you have a penis, this is your trigger warning.
This is your trigger warning. All right. So there we were in the dining room, sitting on the bench. I am working on my laptop, trying to get stuff done for the show. He is next to me with his tablet. And on top of that, he's brought all his stuffies over and piled them over to the right. He's got his one monster truck, which I think is Thundersaurus, is his current favorite. So he's got Thundersaurus. He's got his stuffies. This kid is literally like on top of me. And I know it's a phase. I know I'm going to miss it. So it's just a lot. I'm a little touched out these days, okay? Mm-hmm. But this kid is stuck on me like glue. So I'm sitting there and I'm working on my computer. I'm working on the schedule. I'm doing whatever. He's there and he's watching Blaze and the monster truck machines or whatever. And then he's no longer watching his TV and he starts doing exercises, all right? So this kid stands up on the bench and starts thrusting his hips at me. Right into my shoulder. And he's like, look, mama, I'm doing penis exercises. The kid is essentially humping my arm, all right? But he's telling me he's doing penis exercises. So I have to look my four-year-old son in the face and I go, Jimmy, we don't do penis exercises and we don't do them on mama. And he's like, oh, okay. So then he turns around and he starts twerking on my arm and he goes, mama, I'm doing butt exercises. And so now my kid is rubbing his butt up against my arm.
This is your kid. I mean, this is your kid.
I always got my DNA all over it.
Yeah.
So I have to tell Jimmy, we also don't do butt exercises, and we definitely don't do them on mama. And then he just looks at me, and he's like,
all right, so where are you guys at? 1-855-BIRCHO. Christina, just tell us the line that you used. We try to guess if you used it on your kids, your husband, or your pet.
Don't fart in open house.
Don't fart in open house? Okay. All right, so open house meaning like you're going and looking at new homes?
No, school open house.
Oh!
Okay. So you're going to the school's open house mm-hmm. to meet teachers and to take a tour. So you kind of gave us a hint. Pretty sure you wouldn't have a pet at a school open house. So now it's between your husband and your child. Don't fart at the open house.
I'll go with
I'm going husband.
I'm going husband.
Yeah, I'm going
husband.
This has got to be a clean sweep. There's no way it's not the husband.
You know what? Just because we are in our fart era in our household, I'm going to be the outlier and say it was your kid.
was my 10-year-old daughter.
10-year-old daughter. Okay. Feminism. Yes.
Let it fly.
By the way, I don't know if you're going to be proud of this fact or not. So my husband showed me, he listens to the podcast on Spotify, the Burt Show podcast, and he showed me that it gives you recommendations of other things to listen to. Like, hey, if you listen to the Burt Show, you might like this. And it gave him this recommendation. And he's like, they can only attribute this to you. And he showed me his phone and they recommended an audiobook that says How to Fart Stronger, Longer, and Harder.
Okay. Yeah, that is you.
That's got you all over it.
Yeah. All right, I thought we were done with this, but this is too good. Jesse, tell us the line. We try to guess if it was your husband, your child, or your pet.
Okay. I'm sorry your boner hurts, but I'm not going to touch it.
Hey, yo.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesse. Jesse, Jesse, Jesse.
Abby, you take a step.
Oh, God. Because I have had a dog with this problem, I'm going to go dog.
I'm following in suit. I'm going dog.
No, your dog's not going to ask you to touch its boner.
All right, what's everybody else's guess? Because you're wrong.
I'm gonna say
the kid, just because Jimmy still wants me to hold his so he doesn't have to wash his hands after he pees, which I refuse to do, by the way.
It's brilliant.
No, it is 100% my 2.5-year-old son who has started talking to his wood.
Oh my
and
God.
Every time it hurts.
Oh God.
So he tries to get us to get it to go away. 100% my kid.
Should have guessed that one.
Yep.
Hey. Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
The BERT Show.
You ever been in a situation where you say something and it's not like 1 inch out of your mouth and you're trying to push it back in because you already know that what you just said is really, really stupid?
Oh, I'm, is it me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm very distracted. I'm very sorry. Oh, the lawyer who said honey to the judge. What an idiot.
He knew it as he said it, man.
Dude, okay, I'm just going to brace you. You're going to be so, so uncomfortable on behalf of this dude. So here's a lawyer in Colorado, and this is from AboveTheLaw.com, and he's speaking to the judge, and he says something that throws him so hard he cannot finish his argument.
This could have been three separate.
Okay, but it wasn't three separate. Let's go with what happened in the case.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Your Honor. I don't know what to say to that. I apologize. The question here. I'm sorry, I've just been totally thrown by
Imagine. I'm a little thrown by that also, if I'm being honest.
Your Honor, I don't know what to say.
Well, go ahead. You've only got 1 minute and 7 seconds left.
I would be so mad at my lawyer.
Oh, God.
Wait,
I want us to hear him say, honey, one more time.
This could have been three separate.
Okay, but it wasn't three separate. Let's go with what happened in the case.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Just knew it immediately.
I think you would have been better off just trying to just keep it moving.
Put it back. Yeah.
He got spent.
All right, Rebecca, every day you have come in here and you have told us how great this new relationship is that you are in, yet every relationship has to have its first fight, and here we are.
Yeah, speaking of a man saying something horrifying to a woman and immediately regretting it, my boyfriend told me he doesn't want to watch Love Island anymore.
I have so much more respect for him.
But wait,
a good man.
He was watching it with you?
Yes.
Was he watching it for you or with you?
So I introduced it to him, and at first he was very skeptical. He was skeptical because obviously it's a big commitment. It's something that happens every night. It's an hour-long episode, but he knew how much I love it, so he wanted to give it a try.
Aww.
So I've been cat-sitting for my best friend for like about a week, and he's just been crashing, just keeping me company. And if you're keeping me company, at this point, that's going to entail watching an episode of Love Island with me on the couch. And so far, it seems like he's actually started to really enjoy it, or so I thought.
What episode are you guys on?
Oh, I think we're on like episode 17.
Oh,
17?
Yeah. They're every night except for Saturdays and Wednesdays.
Uh-huh.
17.
Yeah, there's too much to keep up on. Like, I started watching it and then I was like, shoot, I'm like four episodes behind. Yeah. I feel like I've missed several timelines.
I know. Oh my God. I seriously feel like I have to keep like red string and pictures of Love Islanders and like a big blackboard just so I can like keep track of everything that's happening.
The only update I care about.
Yes.
Is Katie's cousin still on it?
He is.
Oh.
Still on it.
Come on,
still
Taylor. Kicking.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes.
Since I kicked the habit also, I only got one question. Is the Short King still pulling?
Oh, he's on it. He is controversial.
Well, why now?
I swear to God, he's a little evil little man. He's like the Napoleon of the Love Island.
Oh, no.
Yeah, God bless Ace.
Oh,
he is. He's interesting.
That's not going to
happen. Giving you Short Kings a bad name.
He was our one hope.
Okay. He is a little bit. But he's been having fun with it. Like, it's fun to sit there and like have commentary with someone as you're watching Love Island. And I thought that he was kind of invested at this point.
Mm-hmm. Even if he was hate watching just for you, right?
Exactly. And then everything came crashing down this past Sunday. So he came over. I made food for us. Breakfast for dinner, my specialty. We're sitting there. I grab the clicker and he very gently grabs the other side and he says, do we have to watch Love Island tonight?
My man has had enough.
Yeah.
And immediately I took that personally and I felt very betrayed. And to be fair, and I usually hate when people say this, I was on my period. And usually that doesn't affect me that bad. Like, I really don't have bad PMS system. Like symptoms are like not bad for me. But leading up to it, I kept getting this urge to watch YouTube videos of dogs reuniting with their owners. And I was like, this is my brain chemistry doing something to me right now. So I was a little off kilter.
So was he saying, let's just pause it? Or was he throwing in the towel?
He said, let's take a break tonight. And I was like, okay, what do you want to watch? Because I'm trying to pretend to still be nice at this point in our relationship because it's still early. He doesn't have to know how rotten I am.
And not watching anything, isn't it? That's not an option.
What are we going to do? Eat and talk?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
What is it, 1984?
We got to put something on the TV. So I was like, what do you want to watch, honey? And he said, I want to watch In the Mood for Love. And I was like, oh my God.
What is that? What is that?
He wants to watch this classic, like incredible, dark, tragic romance from Hong Kong that had I watched it would have enhanced my life and cultured me. And I said, the only way I'm going to read subtitles tonight is if Huda is screaming and crying and she's so intelligible that like they have to put them up. And he said, I just want one night without the screaming and the drama. And I said, you know what? Why don't you go in the other room and you read that book that you've been talking so much about? It's a nonfiction book, by the way. That's basically reality TV. And he was like, okay, fine. You finish the episode and then we will congregate again. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, fine. And he goes in the guest room and he goes to read his book.
How long have you all been dating?
Oh, God. I think it's been a little over a month.
You're
It feels like it's so much longer.
Supposed to get 3 months out of it, at least.
This is supposed to be the best of times.
It's not on the play. They have been dating for at least 3 months.
Okay, we've been boyfriend-girlfriend for like a month and a half. But yes. we've been dating for like 3 months.
Okay. But I warned you about this. I warned you about the 90-day free trial. Mm-hmm. And we came up upon this a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
So this is trouble in paradise.
You're right.
So I'm sitting and watching the episode, and this is a great episode. There is a shock dumping at the end that no one saw coming. And so I'm sitting there, my like my butt is glued to the seat. And suddenly, corner of my eye, I see a glare. And it is glasses in the hallway. My sweet little boyfriend is peeking in the hallway to watch what is happening. And I unleash my fury on him like a banshee. I go, no! You can't just sneak back in here now.
He lost his Love Island privileges.
Yep. Exactly. You can't walk back in here and pretend nothing has happened. And he's like, I just came in to get a drink. I don't even care. I don't watch it. And then it turned into just like a silly little like play. But like, I don't care. Whatever. I don't care what's happening. Blah, 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 blah. And I let him sit down and watch the rest of Love Island.
Oh, but you're very kind.
He had to admit, I like this. I made him admit it out loud. I like Love Island. And then he sat next to me and he watched the dumping.
Kristen, we gave you another option this morning. All right. Poop cruise,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of good dumpings on that one.
Hey, The Bert Show.
On the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bert Show's entertainment bus.
It's a tale as old as time. A billionaire meets a woman with an obscene amount of plastic surgery. They fall in love and they get married in Venice. That is what is going on with Jeff Bezos. A tale as old as time. It's a new Disney film coming out. It's going to be a Pixar film called Eat the Rich. So Jeff Bezos is getting married to Lauren Sanchez this weekend in Venice, Italy, and there was a bit of an uproar, but they smoothed that over with their Canva invitation saying that to atone for our sins of using Venice's resources to the people, we are going to have all of our rich A-lister friends donate to different causes throughout Venice.
You know, based on what I told you guys earlier, that this wedding has been estimated for $50 million. Think of all that money that they're putting into the Venice economy. So all the Venetians were so upset at first, but all that money is being spent in Italy.
Oh, I know. Venice is such a tourist-based city that it's kind of like, are you mad that 200 people are coming this
weekend?
Right,
what's the problem?
I see other commentary, too, talking about, you know, as far as how this is affecting the environment. Any guesses how many private jets are expected in Venice?
Oh, God. There it is.
Somebody was like, I'm so glad that I recycled my aluminum cans while there are 96 private jets landing in Venice.
And didn't we read earlier that he's picking up the cost of all of those?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Is he also picking up the carbon emissions?
96. There's not enough air purifiers on Amazon to handle that ozone.
So who would have guessed that just had to like fly first class?
I just
had to fly a commercial because, right? I would feel away.
I'm begging them to get in a Delta One seat because that is an enjoyable experience.
For sure.
That I've seen on YouTube. So, you need to get in those Delta. It is so much commercial flying is safer than private, but they just want to be snobby on their way to Venice.
Of course. Who's going to be there?
Yeah, who's on the jet? So here is the A-list list. Okay, so the confirmed arrivals. These are the people that have arrived in Venice and have been spotted by the paparazzi. Designer Diane Von Furstenberg, Ivanka Trump, and Jared Kushner, Corey Gamble, who is Kris Jenner's partner. We can expect to see Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner, Eva Longoria, Leonardo DiCaprio, Oprah Winfrey, Carly Kloss, and Joshua Kushner. Eva Longoria's husband, Gail King, Bill Gates, Queen Rania of Jordan, Barbara Streisand, Beyonce, and Jay-Z were invited. Mick Jagger, Camila Marone, Brooks Nader, Orlando Bloom without Katy Perry. And Lady Gaga and Elton John are rumored to perform. Mm. So, I mean, it is the A-list event to end all A-list events.
I would really love to see what the spend is on security also.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I'm sure that's
it's got to be through the roof.
A couple million.
You have all these famous people in one place. I mean, it's going to be like the Met Gala or any other big star-studded event. So, shout out to Venice. I hope all those A-listers flying in on their private jet don't sink the island before I get the chance to see it. Oh, I forgot to write this. Oh, wait, no, here we go. Sorry. I put it in the wrong part on my list. So there's...
I love how you sing a song out of
pain. I know, right?
Sing right about it.
Anytime I get nervous, I'm like, I don't know. I was like, did I not write this part of my script down? I don't know what happened.
It's failing the musical.
I'm like, oh, no, I screwed up. I feel like I'm doing like a tap dance to distract.
don't mind the fire behind me.
speaking of situations that could have gone really, really badly, Sunny Hostin of The View, she almost died on the set of The View because she got fed something that she is severely, severely allergic to because there are fires happening all around me. I'm just going to play you the audio where she can explain what happened.
We had our former co-host, Debbie Matenopoulos, come and she has this wonderful food, Greek food, and I have a terrible allergy to walnuts. And as I'm eating the food, Alyssa asked,
are those walnuts
in here? And she says, yes. So I panic immediately, and I write a death note to Alyssa, which basically says, I am allergic to walnuts. And she responds, oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I'm looking at Brian like, and he's like, is everything okay?
No, it's not okay.
No, it's not. But what was great was our Disney nurses, man, they are like superheroes. They came in. Nurse Jan came in with a cape. She had an EpiPen. She was testing me. I had Benadryl.
Goes, are there hives?
So I can't think of anything more painful to watch than me trying to figure out where my script is or Sunny Hostin passing away on The View. Yes. For more stories, head to The Bird Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
There is a new drink that has gone viral on TikTok that is extremely dangerous. So consider this your PSA. Abby, have you tried the new Savvy Bee with jalapenos?
Okay, no, but I'm trying it next week.
Okay, are you?
I told my mom because I was like, I don't have money for fresh produce because it's going to sit in my fridge and it's going to go bad.
It's a jalapeno.
Yeah, I know. My mom is going to get us some fresh jalapenos. So when I go home next week, we are going to crack open a bottle of some Savvy Bee.
Yep.
And get a little spicy, sweet deliciousness.
Uh-huh. It has to be Savvy Bee?
Yes.
Sauvignon Blanc?
Sauvignon Blanc. It can be a white wine, but most people are preferring the crispness of a Sauvignon Blanc.
You don't even have veneers yet.
I don't. Jiminy Christmas. All right, so yeah, everybody is trying this new drink where you take white wine and you put jalapenos in it. And Gage Briney on TikTok is here to let you know this is a very, very dangerous drink.
It's too good, and you'll end up drinking two bottles. I started out on my back porch, as I always do, and I drank a bottle in about an hour and then ran to my couch and put more of those little jalapenos in my wine and got absolutely crazy and Tina turnt, okay? It made me want to go to a club and twerk. Okay, I don't need to be in no clubs twerking, but that's what's going to happen to you if you drink the Sauvignon Blanc with those peppers in them.
And who's that? Miley Cyrus?
Gage Briney on TikTok. Apparently, it is delicious.
Yeah.
In my head, it does not compute.
It does not.
The white wine with the jalapenos. I'm not getting it, but I'm going to let you be the taste tester. And if you approve, then I will try it.
I will be updating and reporting the people on the scene of the event. Right. I will be live streaming from my kitchen. I will be trying it with several Sauvignon Blancs, and I will let you know. Because it feels like it's all the fun of a spicy margarita, but with all the classiness of some white wine.
You are so gutsy.
I really admire
your courage.
I know.
Yeah.
This is one small step for women, one giant leap for womankind.
All right. So Cass has got a question here. This one seems to make, this seems like a no-brainer to me, Cassie, having to do with budget and living together and asking if you should buy something or can you buy something?
So my friends have been dating for 4 years, living together for 3, and my friend came home. I'm friends with both of them. So the woman came home and noticed a car she hadn't seen before in the driveway. So she's like, oh, somebody must be over. That's weird. He usually tells me when we have someone over, but okay. She goes inside, and what was really weird, she told me she didn't see his car. She goes inside, and she's like, hey, babe, who's visiting? And he's like, no one. I bought myself a new car today. And she's like, oh, that's interesting. Totally down for your buying yourself treats, but we probably should have talked about it before you bought a Porsche Taycan and put it in our driveway without telling me since we live together. And his stance is, nope, our finances are only combined on the apartment and food. We've got that sorted out. The rest of my money is my money, and I should be able to do whatever I want with it. And it is, I should say, it is a used Porsche Taycan. So it was about, like, I think $60K. So it's not like we're talking a $100,000 car here, but that's still a very significant amount of money. And her thing is, but we live together and we're in a relationship. And because we live together, the understanding is we are sharing our lives and our finances. And so they're sort of hit this impasse. He's keeping the car, but she's not happy about it. And they've reached this point where they don't know who's right because they both make good points. His being, hey, you know what? All the expenses are covered. Everything that we agreed to split, I'm good for. The rest of the money is mine to spend as I see fit. Her side being, we live together. We're building a life together. You should run these big purchases by me before you go through with them.
Because that, I mean, $60,000, that's a significant down payment on a house if the two of them were going to, like, purchase something in the future together.
So the question is, whose side are you taking? And honestly, it's kind of hard because at first I was enraged and then I thought about it and I was like, well, it is his money. You know, if he's covering everything that you two have discussed that you would cover together, who are you to say, no, you can't go spend your money on something that you want, especially if you don't have anything big that you're saving for currently?
I'm actually taking his side. Like, I think he had every right to buy that car. And I think it doesn't really depend on how much money it is. Like, everyone's finances are relative to what they are. But for me, he has all of the important things covered. He says he can still pay the mortgage or the rent or whatever, or they're sharing food. And if you've got all of that covered and we don't have any other bank accounts that are combined, then that money is your business in the same way that my money that I have that isn't going towards our expenses is also my business. If you want to be involved in all of my finances, then we got to get one bank account and put it together. Otherwise, then that's why you keep them separate so you can have your own financial independence.
I think that's the defining line for me also is if we are sharing we have the same account and we're drawing from the same account and we've agreed together that we are now building a life also financially together. That's the line for me. But so until that happens, then that's my hat. You spend what you want. I'm spending what I want.
It's not the purchase that's getting underneath my skin. It's the lack of communication. And I feel like there was zero respect there. This was a major purchase for you, right? Why would you not share with your significant other who you've been with for 3 years that you're thinking about getting a new car, that you're looking at new cars, that you're really liking the Porsche, whatever it was, and that, you know what, I'm going to buy a Porsche. Like him, it's I'm feeling some sort of way because it's like he purposefully did it behind her back to prove a point that this is my money and I can do what I want with it. There's no reason why there couldn't have been a conversation beforehand. Not a conversation about permission. Not a conversation about, is it okay if I spend my money on this? No, it's just like involving your significant other into your life and letting them know you're doing something. This feels very ick to me.
Yeah, I could see your point here because, I mean, Amanda and I share every little detail of our life. If there's anything going on in our life, when we're on the phone with each other late in the day, we're going to share it. You know, what did you do with Asa? What I did today, blah, 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 blah. So if I've been looking at cars, I'm certainly going to tell her, oh yeah, and I checked out the new Bronco.
Yeah, why would you not?
And you guys don't even live together on top of that. So imagine like you're with this person actually 24/7 and they don't disclose this. That's what it is. It feels super shady and it feels like he knew she was going to get upset about it. So he did it anyway behind her back.
Mo, bringing this home to you, like, because you and your lady don't live even in the same state yet. But I know you guys have been talking about it in the future. Have you guys talked about how you're going to handle all that, the finances?
Well,
not necessarily the finances. I mean, my money is my money. Her money is her money for the most part. But we do, when we come together and make purchases, we obviously talk about it. But most of the purchases that she purchased, she doesn't run by me. She doesn't feel the need to. I wouldn't feel the way if she did. If it was a big purchase, like a car, I think it would be the communication part for me, too. Like, well, technically, it's not wrong, but we tell each other everything. So yeah, it just would be odd that you just felt the need not to tell me that.
Will it change if and when you guys live together?
Which part?
The part... In your mind, are you guys working off of the same account now and then, and it's not your money and her money anymore?
I don't think I would ever be in a relationship where we had, like, we'd have a shared account for certain things that have to do with us, but I think I would always want her to have her own money and me to have my own money as well.
Hey, Sheldon, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning. This one's really easy. I'm on his side because when people say, hey, we live together and marriage is just a piece of paper, this tells you marriage is not a piece of paper. They're not married.
But Sheldon, why wouldn't he share with her he was looking at cars and he was gonna buy a Porsche?
Maybe he woke up one day and said, this is what I want to do. But again, unless you're married, he's not obligated to tell her that. I'm married and I would absolutely tell my wife that. But when we were dating, there were things that I bought. I get the fact that it's a big purchase, but maybe he financially can afford this without really having to blink.
Yeah.
I definitely don't think he's obligated to tell her, but I certainly think she has the right to feel like it was weird that he didn't.
Yeah.
Hey, The Burt Show.
I just had an interesting epiphany. I've noticed over the course of like the last 48 hours that I'm scrolling way more than I usually do. And I just realized it's because I'm doing all this therapy work now, and this is the escape, man.
Uh-huh.
Rather than having to work on it, I haven't been able to figure out like why all of a sudden... And I just can't get off my phone. And it's clearly because all this crap's coming up in therapy right now. I'm supposed to stay with my emotions and not exit.
Was that the impersonation of your therapist?
Your therapist sounds like Gollum.
Stay in the air. Don't exit.
It's like you love car analogies. I don't know why you're not like, I'm just embracing that you're not supposed to get off on the exit.
This makes sense now. She was, she hit me hard yesterday, man. And I started bawling a little bit. And just as I started to cry, I said, oh, well, you finally got your Goodwill Hunting moment out of me. She started laughing and she's like, there's your exit. And I'm like, yeah, there it is. And I've been doing it my whole life. Anyway, go ahead. Breakup Breakdown.
Yes, my podcast. That's still just wrapped up its seventh season, which is kind of crazy that this like random drunk idea I had with a friend is like now this small business that I run. But I have this podcast called The Breakup Breakdown, which is a podcast, is exactly what it sounds like. It's people telling their breakup stories. But the way it got started was me just being really nosy with my friend. And I was scrolling through my Instagram and I saw this girl I knew from college who had been in this long-term relationship and had this sick job in New York. I like looked up to her so much. I noticed all of a sudden she had left that job to move with her boyfriend of 5 years to like California or something. And then I could tell, I'm like, oh my God, I think they broke up. But I'm like, I don't know this girl well enough to like slide into her DMs and ask. And I was like, wouldn't it be cool if there was some kind of series where someone could do a private investigative work to be able to get those answers? So I have a submission form on my podcast where people will submit those types of people and I will kind of look into those stories. Sometimes I get those, my breakup stories for my podcast from those, if it works out. Sometimes it comes from like TikTok or like personal submissions. It just kind of varies because, like, you know, you got to put out an episode every week.
Did you get the one I sent you recently?
Okay, I have not gotten it yet, but I will. Okay,
anytime I see anything on social media and I'm like, I need answers, I will just automatically like DM and send it to Abby. And Abby was like, OMG. So I'm like, you have to figure out what the heck happened with this couple. So it went so wrong.
Those have been my most favorite submissions because then I can like post the TikTok and yes. I feel like everyone's kind of involved. Whereas the submissions I'm about to read for you now, they're submitted by individuals who listen to my podcast, but are just kind of describing situations. And it's like, if you could get the full tea on what happened here, it's sort of like blind items. If you know what celebrity blind items are, they'll be like, oh, this A-lister was spotted with A-lister B at this club and I think they're having an affair or something. And so it's kind of like influencer gossip, but for regular people. And so at the end of every season, I kind of take like a week or two just to like reset and start going after some of these people because it's exhausting DMing all these people. And sometimes when you're focusing on getting an episode out, it's hard to do that. So I have gone through my submission form again, and I thought I would read some of the most salacious sounding normal people blind items. And hopefully, if everything works out the way it's intended, these people that are being written about will come on my podcast and give us the full tea. So here is submission number one.
Okay.
It says, blank
found out that her best friend of 18 years, a man, was sleeping with her wife, blank, in their own home.
No.
She even has audio proof of it.
Oopsie.
After getting caught, they acted like it was no big deal and they showed zero remorse. The now ex-wife dragged out the divorce process, but my friend got the last laugh. She's gotten in amazing shape. She owns a house now and is now dating an incredible new girlfriend. So I was like, can you play the audio? Yeah. Like, this is a little salacious. Yeah. I was like, well, what do you mean you have audio of it? Like, do you have like a Ring camera? I'll probably get sued for that, so I can't do that. No. But I'm so nosy that I'm like, off the record. Like, let's watch it.
Your radio IQ is like, ooh, good audio. Yes, I must have that story.
And then I'm like, now let's turn it into a dubstep remix. Viral on TikTok. This next submission says, a few years after high school, I got added to a group chat with all of my high school friends. Blank invited us to his wedding in insert country here. He had moved to insert country here and left behind two dogs in his hometown. The wedding was great. Their family's super rich. They hosted all of the family and friends in their house. And then fast forward, I invited them to my wedding a few months later. They ended up no-showing, and then I saw that he had posted a cryptic quote on Instagram, which is like soft launching somebody's breakup. I go to his profile, and I see that all of their photos are gone, and the same with her Instagram profile. She had actually unfollowed me and removed me as a follower. So she unfollowed her on Instagram and then also removed her from being able to follow her as well. So it's like, is there a friendship breakup involved in this as well as like a divorce months after the wedding? Very, very salacious. Okay, I'll give you one more. All right, this one says, I know that these two were unhoused together, and while they were experiencing homelessness, she got pregnant. She got them an apartment, and he used her phone to start meeting up with their mutual childhood friend. At her dad's funeral, right before her due date, her baby daddy ditched her at the funeral to cheat. He also ditched her and took her phone while she was in labor to cheat in an Applebee's parking lot. Oh. The woman he was cheating with was married and ended up getting pregnant. I know the relationship ended in her hitting... Oh, this is more dark. The relationship ended... Insert dark material here. And then she started talking to that woman's boyfriend. There's more details, I'm sure.
I find it funny that all of the shocking, terrible details of that, the one that stunned me more than anything else is that it was an Applebee's parking lot.
Hey, when you go low, now you gotta go low. Eating good in the neighborhood.
Indeed. That's why she got the Gracie. The Bird Show.
Hey, the Bird Show.